Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula's weather month by month. A walk through the calendar in Dakula, what each month typically brings, what to watch for, and the dates worth marking. Two numbers anchor the whole year here. January averages about 50 degrees Fahrenheit for a high and 34 degrees Fahrenheit for a low. July averages about 90 degrees Fahrenheit and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Everything else moves between them. Annual mean temperature runs around 63 degrees Fahrenheit. January the coldest, and the snow window opens. The coldest month, averaging roughly 50 degrees Fahrenheit by day and 34 degrees Fahrenheit at night. Freezing nights are routine. January is also when snow is most likely. The average date of the first measurable snow of the season is January 16 at both Atlanta and Athens, the two long-term stations that bracket Dakula. Historically, January has produced some of the region's most disruptive winter storms, including major ice events. February, still winter, still snow-capable. Cold and often wet. February has delivered significant winter storms to North Georgia repeatedly, including ice storms that brought down trees and power lines. Temperatures begin creeping up late in the month, but a February warm spell is not spring. March, the wettest month, and severe season starts. By the National Weather Service's long-term averaging, March is the wettest month of the year in this part of Georgia. It's also when severe weather season opens. Tornadoes here occur most often in March, April, and May. Snow is still possible. The latest measurable snow on record at Atlanta came on March 24, 1983, and at Athens as late as March 31, 2015. March is the month that can hand you all four seasons in a week. April, peak tornado and hail month. The most severe weather active month of the year. April is the peak month for large hail, and it's when strong tornadoes, F2 or greater, are most likely. Across the NWS Peachtree City warning area, tornadoes rated F2 or stronger are involved in about 37% of tornado events on a county-by-county basis. April also carries the average last freeze for the area, in the first part of the month, the traditional signal for gardeners, and one that occasionally betrays them. May, warming, still stormy. Spring settles in. Severe weather remains possible through May, the last of the three peak tornado months. Daylight lengthens toward the June maximum, and UV levels climb to their summer range. June, longest days, summer arrives. The longest days of the year, with roughly 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight at the solstice. Heat and humidity build into the pattern that will hold through August. Afternoon and evening thunderstorms become a near daily feature. July, hottest month, and the damaging wind peak. The hottest month, roughly 90 degrees Fahrenheit average high, 70 degrees Fahrenheit average low. It's also the single most dangerous month for damaging thunderstorm winds. The NWS reports July as the peak month, with more than 500 damaging wind events recorded across the warning area over a 40-year span. The most likely time of day for wind damage, across the year's active months, is mid-afternoon through early evening, precisely when kids are at the pool and people are driving home. August, hot and humid. Little relief from July. Highs stay near 90 with warm, humid nights. Thunderstorms remain frequent. Late August marks the beginning of the stretch when tropical systems can reach North Georgia as weakening remnants, bringing heavy rain rather than wind. September, driest, and hurricane remnants. One of the two driest months of the year by long-term averaging. September is also the heart of tropical season. Remnants of Gulf and Atlantic storms have repeatedly reached North Georgia in September and produced the area's heaviest rainfall events, an important asterisk on the word driest. October, driest, and the first freeze. The other driest month, and the most reliably pleasant stretch of the Dakula year, warm days, cool nights, low humidity. The average first freeze arrives in late October. Growing season ends here. Notice of violation Ember Xu cool and snow becomes possible again. Temperatures drop steadily. Snow re-enters the realm of possibility. The earliest measurable snow on record at both Atlanta and Athens fell on notice of violation Ember 11, 1968. For Thanksgiving specifically, Atlanta's normals are a high of 58 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The warmest Thanksgiving high on record is 76 degrees Fahrenheit, the coldest low, 21 degrees Fahrenheit. December, winter returns. Cold nights, occasional mild stretches, and a real, if modest, chance of winter weather. Multiple significant December ice storms are on the record for North Georgia. A white Christmas is rare but not unheard of. Atlanta has recorded measurable snowfall on Christmas Day 3 times, with a trace on 13 other Christmases. The dates worth marking. Average last freeze, early April. Average first freeze, late October. Average first snow, January 16. Tornado season, March, May, peaking in April. Hail peak, April. Damaging wind peak, July. Wettest month, March. Driest months, September and October. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DecoolaWire.com.